President Barack Obama signed a bill last week loosening some Securities and Exchange Commission rules. At the same time, SBA Administrator Karen Mills toured a company in Green Bay that recently took out a $1 million SBA-backed loan. The two events aren't necessarily related, but illustrate something politicians of all stripes like to talk about, namely the importance of job creation. The SBA works in a public-private partnership with banks who tightened up their lending during the recession. Mills says thousands of American companies have benefited in the last year.
So that we're able last year to put out over $30 billion worth of loans, cost to taxpayers under $2
billion. $800 million were lent to Wisconsin businesses, $1 million of which went to Deliers Millwork in Green Bay.
We're doing the Kennedy Center right now in Washington. Las Vegas Airport.
Greg Marks is the company's chairman and CEO. He says the $1 million loan let Deliers bid on projects it wouldn't otherwise have been able to.
And certainly allowed us to take more jobs at one time, because now we can afford to buy more working capital product, can buy more raw material. We were able to hire the people quicker and train them so that the training mode was in place quick.
Last year, Mark says the company employed 50 people. It now has 61, and he hopes to hire another 10 people by year's end. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.